The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment, Hollywood Redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, Reality Check, featuring in-depth interviews with today's reality TV stars. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood Redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Reality Check.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Black Hollywood Live Reality Check. I am your host, Ashley Gray. Joined with me, we have a special guest host, Miss Simone Kelly.
Hey!
And we have our usual beautiful ladies, Corinne Williams.
Hey!
And Michelle Renee.
Hi.
We are giving too much fabulous.
It's going to be a really great, awesome show. Let's get right into it with our first hot topic, Kris Jenner. Is she sexy at 60 or no, ladies?
Nah. I'm not feeling him.
Why do you not like this get-up that Kris is giving us?
It's not age appropriate.
Okay.
It's doing too much.
Do you think she should have on, like, what, a knee skirt or some slacks or what?
Maybe some slacks. Even, I would even appreciate a leather midi pencil skirt. Mm-hmm. You know, if she wanted to do the leather, maybe take the gloves off and just do the leather skirt. You know, but it's just a lot going on, and I feel like that she's trying to, she's screaming, attention whore. That's what she's giving me right now.
Well, that's what they give. I definitely think that she, at 60, she is sexy, but this outfit is a fashion fail. It's just a lot going on. You know, is it winter or is it fall or is it, are we in Belize right now? You know, is it hot? I mean, pick what you want to do. Do you want to give, you know, YSL Tweed or do you want to give Forever 21 Sheer? Like, pick one. Pick one. What do you think, Michelle?
I agree with everything that everyone else has said.
Yes.
But someone said this isn't age appropriate for her, but I think this outfit is just ugly. I don't think anyone should wear it.
I love the blazer.
I love me a good turtneck. But all together,
you can't wear a tweed coat with open toe sandals.
And leather gloves and a turtleneck.
Gloves
with the fingertips cut out of them.
She's giving me Diane Keaton up here.
/ Under Armour.
Down here, she's giving me, like, H&M. Like,
/ Under Armour workout.
Yeah. With hands.
Girl. I can't.
With the gloves.
So, what? How will we wrap this fashion statement up with a hashtag?
A hell no.
So, you're saying a hell no?
I don't know. I don't have no words. Hashtag no words.
Hashtag let Kanye dress you if you're going to try to go and push the envelope. He dresses Kim. Kim looks nice all the time.
You know what? I think this is something that Kanye put together for her. I don't think that Kanye styles well at all.
He would not dress his mother like this.
He probably did.
Don't bring his mama into this.
Uh-oh.
This is his mommy as well.
I'm saying not his biological mother. Okay. I'm saying his mother-in-law.
Because I was listening to Only One before I got out the car, so I'm a little sensitive to Kanye's mama right now.
Sure.
Rest in peace, Donna. Sure. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. to Kanye West's mom.
We miss you, Donna.
We're talking about Mama Jen.
I know her.
Not moving on to topic one. Topic two of her.
Switching gears.
Let's talk about Bruce. We're still keeping up with the Kardashians. We're going to go ahead. Okay.
That would have been a nice segue.
Fine. Bruce. Excuse me.
Bruce.
Okay, y'all. So, I don't know if you guys are fans or you guys actually watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You know, I watch it. And, okay. And as you see, in all of the tabloids, Bruce is clearly going through some life-altering changes. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
don't tell me he got breast implants.
Well, dun, dun, dun. So basically, there will be a docuseries featuring Bruce Jenner. It's all about him and the life changes in which that we see him go through. And the footage has been shot over the last few months and chronicles what his stepdaughter, Kim Kardashian, has described as Bruce's journey. Okay.
Right.
And basically, we're just getting a exclusive, like, you know, behind-the-curtain look about Bruce and all of the things that he is faced with during this journey of him actually changing into this person who he, you know, feels most comfortable in becoming.
Okay, what I'm confused is all of these things that you're saying is not telling me exactly what he's becoming.
A woman.
So he is becoming a woman.
Well, the story that I read did not confirm that he is, in fact, becoming a woman. I mean, I'll just leave that to your imagination. Allegedly,
so he want to be a stud. Is that really what's going to happen? Like, he want to look like a woman but still dress like a man?
No, I think he wants to just do the whole nine yards.
Oh, okay. He was into cross-dressing when he married Kris Jenner.
I can't see how I gave her that before the show started.
Exactly.
And she was going to use it.
Now she's using it.
First of all, if you throw me under one more bus, I'm going to climb from up under
that was
it,
the first bus
get
I'm
behind the
under.
Wheel, and so, run you over.
I'm actually, you should have told her, you know, actually, so I'm going to pull your brakes, so when you keep driving, you're going to run into a brick wall or something. Or a light pole.
Word on the street is that he's been into cross-dressing since before he married Kris.
A.K.A. Yeah. Get those dollars, be quiet for the holla. So that's what she did for all these years.
So y'all would marry a man if he was a cross-dresser? But
that's
a lot
what
of
I'm
points?
Saying. Basically, no, about I the mean, dough.
No. Because then...
It depends.
I feel like he's not being true to himself.
I'm gonna be honest.
And if he's not being true to himself, he's not going to be true to me. And that's just not happiness. Like, I want to marry someone to be happy, not for their money. That's not what happiness is for me personally. What about you?
No, that's a little bit too much.
Exactly.
That's strange.
I honestly think it just really depends. Because what we will accept... You know, somebody else may not accept. You know, it's somebody getting piped down right now from the manager at McDonald's. You feel me? So, I don't want the McDonald's manager, but somebody out there does. You feel me? So, I think that, honestly, if she like it, you know, and she knew about it all this time. You never know. Some people do accept people like that. There are a lot of men that are bisexuals that, you know, they're very honest with women. Like, hey, I go both ways.
Do we think that Kris is bisexual? I mean, not Kris, I'm sorry. Do we think that he is bisexual?
I would say he's I think it's a little bit more than that, though.
Well, I'm not going to speak on that because I don't really, you know his personal life or his personal sexual preferences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I definitely will be watching. It is going to be airing on E! And sometime within the year, so y'all can check that out and see. And so, and supposedly, you know, all of his kids and family members, or most of his family, they're extremely supportive of this journey.
Definitely.
So, I mean, I'm happy if it makes him happy, and that's my take on the story.
I mean, what would it be like if they weren't okay with it, though? They have to be okay with it. They have no choice.
I think they have had time, honestly, to... you know, embrace it, if you will.
Yeah.
And so now at this juncture, since, you know, everyone is catching on to it now, it's just like, okay, well, even if we hate it, we're still going to support him because he is our family. Mm-hmm. So
that's, of course, just like, I think that they've known this for some time, and now that it's coming public, they're dealing with it as a family in the public eye.
Absolutely.
But just like when Rob got big and he was going through that
drugs
and blah blah blah,
depression.
Yeah, I feel like that was something that they knew personally, like behind the scenes, and then when they were always supportive. I think one thing that I will say about the Kardashians is that they support each other. They're always there for each other, no matter what. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see Kris like on a couple of episodes just there supporting him, even though they split.
Supposedly she's the one who was, you know,
don't tell me she managing him.
I was gonna say, or the executive producer.
She was taking it really hard initially. I don't know how she, you know, is responding to it now, but initially the source is saying, and I got the story from TMZ.com, but basically, you know, she just was having a really hard time, like,
I'm sure,
you know,
it's quite embarrassing.
Maybe that's why she has those pants on, letting it air out, because she don't know what was
you
up in there.
What?
She gotta let it breathe. I'm sorry. Maybe.
One into the two, two into the three into the four.
Oh,
then you gotta...
Oh.
Are you gonna do your second story?
Okay,
you wanna,
sure. Okay. And in other news, everybody. Our favorite topic. You know, it's about the Atlanta Housewives. NeNe Leakes,
I love them,
is having issues with Kenya Moore.
Come on.
And
ain't nothing new.
Claudia Jordan. So basically what happened is LaNithia Leakes went ahead and had her lawyer serve Claudia Jordan and Kenya Moore with cease and desist papers. basically because, you know, if you guys watch the show, I don't know if you do or not. So you see, you know, they're all kind of catty towards one another, and it's clear who Nene likes and who she doesn't like.
Right.
And so basically within the letter that the lawyer delivered to Kenya and Claudia, basically saying, and I quote, Mrs. Leakes has learned that you have engaged in making false, destructive, and defamatory statements. These statements have been made directly by implication and innuendo during television broadcasts and through social media and the Bravo TV blog. You are hereby directed to cease and desist making any and all false, defamatory statements which are injurious to her character and reputation. And of course, it goes on and on.
People in Hollywood do so much.
Extended version of the letter that was sent, you can go on Kenya's Instagram and check it on out. And Nene had this delivered on Kenya's 44th birthday. And Kenya went ahead and Instagrammed that mug to the masses. So, yeah. So, what do y'all think? Has Nene taken it too far?
She has. She's being so petty.
This is a reality. You're on a reality show. So, stuff like this is going to come up. It's what you sign up for. Like, you cannot tell me I can't talk about you. That's what we watch the show for.
True.
I want to know all the juiciest of the juiciest of the juiciest peach.
Right.
You need to give in order to receive those coins.
Yeah, sure. What do you think, Michelle?
I think she didn't. What is this, the sixth season of Housewives? How many?
We're on like eight.
Yeah. Okay, yes. So Nene has talked trash about people for eight seasons.
Exactly.
She's gotten trash talked about her for eight seasons.
Yes.
Why all of a sudden, what did Kenya say that was all of a sudden so
the
bad
truth?
That she's got to do
truth?
A cease and desist?
What do you think,
T, please?
Yeah,
what's
what did
truth?
She say that was so bad?
What was so bad? Did she say?
In her letter to the girls, she doesn't necessarily say
specifically
what they said directly, but some of the things she's saying is, you know, they have made false statements about her that have been malicious, exposing her to public hatred, contempt and ridicule, injuring her in her
Nene,
trade.
What did she do to Kim? Wig? What do you think that she did to
close
her?
Close your legs to married men.
I mean, but
like,
that was true.
She talked about Kim made the public think that she had some kind of hair disease, that she was bald headed.
She did not
that
make us
is
think
detrimental
that.
To a woman.
She did
I don't
not ca- make us think
yes,
that.
Yes, she did.
She
I thought that.
Wig.
No, she used to always talk
she
about Kim in her hair.
About who was legally
he was married.
Married.
He was married.
He was separated, though. She didn't say your boyfriend
who
is
cares?
Separated.
Still married. It's not your business to tell.
But you're still married.
That true.
It doesn't matter. If you don't want me telling your business, why were you running your mouth for how many seasons? I don't think so.
Honestly, I feel like at the end of the day, even when you're on reality TV, it's going to be people that love you. It's going to be people that hate you. Mm-hmm. Whether she talking about you, whether the person down the street tweeting about you, whenever these shows are on, everybody is talking. You pick a side no matter
what.
It don't have anything to do with Kenya or anybody else.
Yeah.
I just feel bad because, you know, Nene is one of my favorites.
She's one of my faves, too.
One of my favorite, and I just feel like, geez, you can't take a punch. You know what I mean? Is it because Kenya talks about
she's
her
the highest paid person on the show?
Edges.
Get a grip. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're gonna be talked
like
about.
She's twirling. She's on Broadway. She had her own show. Mm-hmm. Like
you've been on Glee.
She's doing.
Why
things.
Does this? I wouldn't even waste my time doing this. I have so much going on. If I have so much going on, why
but
would I even do this?
But this season, they have really, like, Kenya has really been coming for
because
her.
Because they're tired
comments.
Of
talking about
her
edges,
talking about everybody else.
Yeah.
I would have came for her, too. We are tired of Nene always having something to say. And then when I say something, or somebody else says something, then... I mean, I live for the drama, too. But if you are going to continue to live for the drama, you need to learn how to take it. You can't just keep dishing. And then want to serve somebody when your feelings are hurt.
That is true. That is true.
She looks hungry.
You tried it. Nene, we don't all feel like that. I still love you. And hey,
I didn't say that I still didn't like her.
I like her
as a character, but as a person, I don't feel like I know her enough to be like, that's the homie. I like her as a character. She's fun to watch.
And before I move on, Nene says, quote unquote, the thirst is real. They need me for press because they can't get none, end quote.
That's called Hollywood. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's
you
everything.
Take people's followers. That's everything. You take people's Twitter. That's what you do. So that's being smart. Claudia's being smart. King is being smart. You marry up. If I'm going to get on with Oprah, best believe I'm going to get on with Oprah and use her for all that I can. That's what King is doing. So kudos to both of them. What do you mean they want me for press? Yes, I do want you for press. Can you please come on the show so we can get some press? That's Hollywood.
Wow. All
right. You know what? I think Ashley, can you call Nene right now?
What's her number? You have
Oh, I thought you did because you was with him, G.
I'm just saying. Like, come on. You're on a reality show.
And no, it's true, though.
You're bringing up stuff I think is just so petty and so immature. And it's like they're using me for press. Well, that's the game. That's Hollywood.
But the thing is, in every season, and not just within the Housewives franchise, somebody always does something drastic like this. It's just not, you know, Nene doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, look at the other franchises. You look at OC. You know, they do ridiculous things like this. New Jersey Housewives, they do beyond ridiculousness.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just feel like Nene's better than this. So that's kind of where I take the issue.
Yeah.
But I mean,
you're better and bigger.
No pun intended.
No pun.
And moving on, Michelle, what is your story, girlfriend?
Speaking of pettiness on reality TV, my story revolves around Basketball Wives stars Drea and British Williams.
I like British.
Will you after this story, though? So, Baller Alert earlier this week was reporting that British Williams was not going to be appearing on the upcoming season of Basketball Wives because she had stolen Drea's mint swim.
Ooh, clever.
So what do you mean? Wait a minute. The whole collection?
No, okay, like a swimsuit.
You know, mint swim. So, y'all know mint swim, Drea's.
Yeah, that's her collection of swimsuits.
You know, some other items as well.
Do they make plus
Oh, no. So apparently what happened is that British stole the trademark or rights to mint swim.
Oh. Keep going.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me
So the story was reported that she had stolen the rights or trademarks to mint swim. Drea's company. Drea had the company. Obviously, she was producing the swimsuits, but apparently she hadn't gone through the legal steps to
get the swimsuits, too.
It was really cute.
On her Instagram and everything.
So this was just speculation until a few days later, British confirms and says, yes, I did steal the rights to her swimwear line, or the trademark, or whatever it might be, to her swimwear line because I did it to teach her a lesson.
See, that's a smart girl.
I did it to teach her a lesson because she needs to have her priorities in order. And at the time, I guess they had beef with each other. So y'all are Team British on this one?
No, I'm not going to say I'm Team British or Team Drea. What I'm saying is, to me, I'm thinking business. Just like with Kenya and Claudia, they're thinking, they're business-minded. Like, okay, if this is going to draw up attention for me, I'm going to do it. British is like, okay, you don't have your priorities in line, and you didn't do a trademark on your brand. Ooh, I see how it blew up. Let me go ahead and trademark that.
Now, let me interject here. Now, last Friday, I brought up the same exact story with Lanithia Monique Leaks versus Tease in the Trap. And they did not trademark their shirts. And you were so against
it. Let's go.
And Lanithia went ahead. She was smart, business minded, and trademarked the Girl Buy or Buy Girl t-shirt. She beat them to the punch. And you ran for filth and beyond. Okay, did. And now, today, it's a smart move for British Williams.
Yes,
but it wasn't a smart move for Lanithia Monique Johnson Leaks.
Wow.
Shall I explain?
No.
Please.
There's a difference between taking someone's name, mint swim, and taking and creating your own.
That's what Nene did.
No, she didn't. She took the exact same shirt and then put it on her Instagram and was like, this is mine. I don't see British taking up mint swim, the exact same design replica, and posing on Instagram and be like, oh, guess what? This is mine. No. She's just like, oh, just like with Paris Hilton, that's hot. If she didn't, she got it up.
That's hot.
Yes, because I love me some Paris. I mean, in my head, that's
hot.
My idea.
That's hot.
But I just feel like, that's why I said I'm neither Team British nor Team Drea. I feel like British was not it wasn't an appropriate thing to do. But then Drea should have been on top of her game. How are you going to build empire when you don't even have it trademarked?
I still don't understand that.
I probably would have been like,
I don't understand how she didn't know that.
Now, let me just clarify. She has, all has been rectified. And she does have the,
what's she do?
The rights to sell. She had to buy them, I'm assuming.
Exactly. That's, coins.
It was coins. She had to spend that bread.
Well, darn. British, I totally wish you were going to be on the new season of Basketball Wives LA so we could see this all play out. I'm very interested in this. Maybe you can come on the show.
You know
what?
I don't know how I'll be feeling about that, though, because sometimes it kills me because is Shawnee still over these shows?
I think she's still over it, right? She's not over it, but she's one of the executive producers.
Because it's kind of like if you beef with one of her friends or somebody that she's close with, she's like, oh, you got to go. You know, like, you are not coming back.
But that's life.
I mean, in actual reality, them bringing British back on the show would be a good thing, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be good ratings because now people want to see, oh, what's tea? Like, what's about to happen between British and Drea on this season of the show? It does make sense. Like, I would not get rid of that coin just to be like, because you're mad at my friend or you and my friend beefing right now.
But
or,
then again, just to play off of that, who is British compared to Drea on the show? It's like, who is British?
And she really did, in all honesty and fairness, she really didn't bring it.
She didn't.
Per se, her first season. She was kind of boring. She only talked about Lando and...
Yeah, we didn't even know who he was.
And her business.
We didn't even know who he was.
Remember her business? And then there were all these stories coming out that weren't good about her business, her online boutique. I'm just saying. So, I mean, I'm not mad if she's gone, and I'm not mad if she stays.
Yeah.
But I think this would be a really great storyline.
Yeah.
Shawnee. Hey, British. Come on a show.
Hey, girl.
All right, so guys, let us know what you're thinking. Hashtag BHL Reality Check at BHL Online.
She was hungry.
What y'all say?
Because she petty.
Ooh. Who petty?
That's a try. Anyway,
I'm listening to you. Okay, girl. So, just make sure you let us know what you think. Leave us a comment in the YouTube section below. Let's move on to our game, Reality Check or Reality X.
We have to explain it to Simone. Go ahead.
So, basically, what we do is we have a story that any story that you think is really interesting, and you're either for or against it, and you argue your side.
Okay.
And then we decide whether we want to reality check it, like we agree with you, or we're going to reality exit, we don't agree with you.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be anything.
Okay, y'all don't team up on me.
Okay, we won't.
Too late.
So I'll go ahead and start. I'm going to start with a story about Suge Knight. He was in a hit and run. Well, he wasn't in it. He was actually driving the car. And then he fled the scene. And he recently was arrested because...
Did he get shot 6 times?
I'm like, dude, Suge. Seriously. Reality check. I'm glad that he was arrested and caught. I'm so tired of these people thinking that they can get away with anything just because of their name. Good. He should have. I respect that.
Of course he turned himself in. Where is his big black
I was going to say, where are you going to hide?
He's huge.
Who's going to hide this big mofo? And where?
Huge.
He's not invisible. He's not little and petite. We can't sneak him under the desk, the table, in the backseat of the Honda.
He should have just turned himself in immediately. He shouldn't have fled the scene.
He shouldn't have did it. Like, did you just get the hospital for getting shot?
I don't think he intentionally meant to do it, though.
The victim's family is saying that it was intentional.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't put it past it. Allegedly, yes. But I think that, I mean, allegedly, that's possible.
Yeah, he ain't gonna come for me.
Because you know he's crazy.
Uh-huh.
I love Suge Knight.
So are you checking it or what are you doing, Simone? Checking or axing?
I'm checking it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, Ukraine?
Did it?
Oh, no, I thought that meant that I...
No, checking that he was arrested. He's in jail and gonna be...
prosecuted.
Yeah. Okay.
He needs to be prosecuted, but I like you.
I'm checking it. I mean, it's about time. Because wrong is wrong, Suge, and you know better. Or you should.
Michelle, what about you?
I don't want to end up in witness protection, but I'm going to...
Y'all are so silly.
I'm going to reality check get as well, I guess. But, I mean, we still have to see if he's actually, like, prosecuted.
Just yeah, we'll see. Allegedly. We don't know anything, like, hardcore.
And the bail
stacks.
Is, like, a few M's.
Yeah,
like,
it's a
$12
lot.
$12 million or something. It's so up he there. Might be there for...
Locked up, won't let me out. Hey.
So, Corinne, do you have a story for us?
Oh, sure. Of course it is about a reality show, guys.
Okay.
so, it comes on ESPN, and it is Snoop Dogg, A Father's Dream. Oh. And it just takes you on the journey of one of his sons, Cordell, who is getting ready to, or actually has committed himself to going to USC.
Okay.
Fight on. And I didn't go there, though. But I just felt like I need to say that. But basically, you know, it's the journey of him preparing, you know, himself for college within his senior year. And, you know, we're going through the highs and the lows of his senior year in Las Vegas, where he plays basketball at Bishop, was it Gorman High School? Excuse me if I'm saying it wrong. And you just see, like, their relationship, you know, how Snoop is as a father, which is really interesting. And then you see the whole family dynamics. You don't see Snoop the rapper. You actually see Snoop the dad, you know, the sports enthusiast, and then his son. He's, like, stressing out, like, yo, dad, chill. You tripping. I got this. Dang. And then, you know, his son's, like, freaking out, like, oh, my gosh. My dad is, like, a legend. He's a rapper. Like, what's my claim to fame going to be? So I really enjoy it. So I am checking it. It is good, great reality
I haven't seen it
TV
yet.
And good black love.
I haven't
around.
Seen it yet.
Yeah, it's on ESPN. I mean, it's like a little docuseries, maybe like a 5 or 6 episodes. So check it out.
I'll reality check it. That's sweet.
I'll reality check
it's
it.
Cute.
Me too. I reality check it. I like to see him outside of the rapper role more as a father. Yeah. Michelle, do you have a topic for us?
Sure. I'm going to reality X 50 Cent and for airing his dirty laundry posting a picture of his girlfriend, tatted up Holly, pretty much posting some very negative things about her allegedly sleeping with Trey Songz and calling
Songz
it community.
50. Yeah. P-U-S-S-Y.
Yes. Thank you, Corinne.
Like a cat.
So I'm going to reality X that. That's messy.
Perfect.
But then, you know, he took
a lot more to the story.
He took to his Instagram today, and he just was giving her high praises. You're so wonderful. I want to see you succeed, et cetera, et cetera. Forgive me for saying these nasty things about you. Mm. That's because she said she was going to leak some pictures of him allegedly giving her
See, I'm so tired of people in social media with celebrities in social media, especially, you know, I love him to death, you know, but Chris Brown being another one, you know what I mean? Like, I think that people back in the day, you know, things were happening and things happened all the time, but we didn't know about what was going on in people's, like, deep personal lives until they decided to do a biopic or they decided to do an all-exclusive interview or, you know what I mean? Like, that's when we got to get the real tea of their lives and what's going on. And now that we have social media, it's just so easy for people to, as soon as, you know, it's people's, it's like their journals and their diaries, like everything that they're doing, everywhere that they're going, like they feel like they have to say it, they have to post it. And everything should not be said on social media. And I'm really tired of men doing it because it's like, you're a man.
You're
you know?
Feminine.
Okay, women.
Do you need a tamp?
You expect us to gossip. You expect us to be catty. You expect women to do those type of things. You don't expect a man to do those type of things. You know what I mean? But what did Drake talk?
Well,
what did Drake say?
Kind of sexist, though.
Men talk more than these days.
Like you know what? I can't wait for her. She really was going all the way on and it ended with that. So I guess you're exing that?
Yes, I'm exing him.
Okay, honey, just asking.
Girl.
Simmer down.
Boo. I exed him all the way out. It's done.
Ash,
I'm going to. 3 cents. I think I'll reality X him as well. It's just. It's not appropriate for social media. I think that could
Never
have been
is.
Just dealt with in the privacy of his own. Bedroom or whatever.
And on top of that, that is a hot mess because what she did prior to him has nothing to do with him.
Yeah, that's not
I'm
your
so
business.
I'm so disappointed, Curtis.
That's what I am.
I really am. You're better.
You expected more from 50 Cent?
He's better than this.
He's a businessman.
He's a smart man.
He's very smart.
But he's
so mean on Twitter. I mean, and Instagram. I don't care. To people.
But like, he's a businessman.
He's a business.
You can be a ratchet businessman.
He had me at Get Rich or Die Trying.
He's better than that. I just believe that he is better.
Don't come for me though on Instagram.
I mean, it will. I mean, it will. I'm just saying, 50, if you want to call me, what's up?
Can I take a poll, Trey or 50?
50. 50, baby. 50.
Trey?
He can't lift you up.
Yes, he can.
Very little. He's skinny.
So before we wrap up our show, I just want to know a little bit about you and your background for all of our fans and all of our listeners. Tell us a little bit about you being an MTV correspondent. You were also on Are You the One? You were also on The Challenge.
Yes, I have. Corinne is stressing me out. yes, I am. I've been here in LA for a few months now. I moved here in July.
Oh, welcome to the West Coast, girl.
Yes, girl. I love living in LA. I came here after I had did Are You the One and all of that. I was getting
shout
ready
out to Ashley, who was on Are You the One from Akron, Ohio.
No, you don't even know her. You don't know that.
She just tried. Exactly. Wait a minute.
I know Simone. Simone
just gave her the shady
I'm joking.
She should. Okay,
I just texted her the other day.
Did you?
To
really
ask for somebody's number, but yeah. Y'all petty. Y'all start. Y'all messy.
You could have left that part out.
Y'all messy. Y'all are so messy. I'm just stating facts, okay? I'm just saying what I did. Okay, hey Ashley girl,
I love you.
So anyway, I did Are You the One, you know, and I was blessed to be asked to participate in this season of The Challenge, mm-hmm. which is like this season, Challenge 26 has been like one of the most talked about and craziest seasons ever. One, because they did a twist they've
to
never had.
You was on it.
That too. but this is the first time they've ever done the whole another show, you know, on The Challenge. And then not only that, two of my castmates, you know, may they rest in peace, Knight and DM, they both passed away.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, this has been a very tough season to kind of watch and see how it plays out. But yeah, I'm just happy to, you know, to be here. I've been doing a lot. I used to be a radio producer in Atlanta before I started doing the reality TV thing. And then once I did that, you know, it kind of just, reality TV kind of took over.
So how did you get into reality TV?
Actually, it's a crazy story.
Tell us.
The girl that I actually auditioned with, I had auditioned for The Real World. I've never told anybody this publicly.
Yes.
I auditioned, I auditioned for the show The Real World, and I was a finalist for the season, maybe 26 of The Real World, something like that. I was a finalist. I made it to the very last round, and they did not pick me.
Mm. Which you was black?
Maybe. No, I'm joking. But they filmed in Portland, so I didn't want to do that no way. Okay, so that was a good thing.
Don't come for the Pacific Northwest.
So I'm just saying, nobody. Who do you know that lives
right
in Portland?
Well, not in Portland.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ooh, Michelle gave you all that shade behind your back.
Right.
No,
right.
No, I didn't. No.
So, I end up. I cannot. I'm done. I'm done with these people.
Okay, girl.
Yeah, I was a finalist. I didn't make it. The girl that I auditioned with, one of my friends hit me up one day. She's like, girl, what you doing? I'm like, nothing at home, chilling. She's like, oh, I'm going to come through. We're going to chill. I was like, all right, I got some wine. I got some champagne. Come through. She's like, I got my friend with me. I'm like, all right, cool. She comes in the door with her friend, and it's the girl that I auditioned with for The Real World. And I'm like, you didn't pick me. And she like, oh, my God. Like, bro, why didn't you tell me you knew Eva? And I'm like, I didn't know you were a white girl. When she told me she had a friend that worked for the set, I thought you were black. You know, I just automatically put black girl with her. And I was like, hey, girl. And then she got to see me in my element of me just being myself, not doing nothing else, you know. Like, so she
that
really got to know me.
Yeah.
So when it was time for them to do Are You the One, a lot of those same people, they kind of pulled from previous shows that they had tried out with MTV in the past. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was one of those people that they decided to bring back. And, you know, she vouched for me and fought for me, even when people were like, no, I don't want her. She was like, no, trust me.
Why would people watch you, though? What was the tea behind the scenes? What do you think people were like, no, I'm going to pass on Simone Kelly?
You know what? I really can't say. I'm not going to say, because I think that we had a great turnout. Even with the whole race thing, actually, Are You the One was the most African-American casted reality show on MTV history.
Okay.
We had 6 African-Americans on our show.
You can say black. This BHL, girl. This
yes, that's what I'm saying. Black. But I'm just, you know, I like to use the word African American when I'm using statistics. So, you know, we had 6 black people on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And the average eye, you like 6 black people, that ain't nothing. But it, apparently to MTV, we broke records. So, that was a good thing.
So, how did you get into, like, being a correspondent for MTV?
I started doing the correspondent for the 2nd season. I was the only person that ended up doing 2 of the after shows with them. And, they just wanted somebody that was gonna commentate the 2nd season, you know, and, you know, let it be entertaining and see my opinions. And it was hard because, honestly, I didn't wanna, you know, state my opinions too much, because I didn't want the cast to feel like I hated them or, you know, I didn't like them, because we are essentially kind of a family in a sense. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm very opinionated and very honest, so.
No. What?
Shut up. So, yeah. So, you know, that was cool, too, and I was happy about that. So, they gave me Simone Says every Monday, and
cute.
That was fun. It was.
Love it. Love it. I checked out some of your episodes.
Oh, and thanks, girl.
Awesome, girl. Well, thank you so much for joining
thank
us today.
Thank you for having
studio.
Me.
Where can all of your fans find you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Simone J. Kelly. That's about it. Yeah, hit me up. I'm always on there. I mean, even go to Facebook, like my Facebook fan page. I'm still waiting on my Twitter verification. You know, that's about it.
Do you have any future projects coming up? Are we going to see you on our television screen anytime soon?
You know what? God willing, I'm here working. I have a new agent. You know, he's helping me right now. Yay. Shout out to Jordan Corbin for sending me out on these auditions for Fox, and you know, I've auditioned for a couple pilots with ABC and Fox, and you know, I'm really trying to get back into my acting. I graduated from college with a theater arts degree, so you know, just everything is kind of just flowing. So you know, we'll see. You guys should see a lot more of me.
Yay!
Perfect. Nice. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you
for joining us again, Michelle Renee. Where can everyone find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram. You guys at Michelle Renee TV.
And what about you, Miss Corinne Williams?
And y'all can check me out at Just Saying 08 on Twitter and Just Saying 1908 on Instagram.
Oh, so you are AKA.
Just
yes.
Oh.
She must be a Zeta.
Baby, the shade.
And everyone can find me at Ashley Gray TV on Twitter and Instagram. Check out my website, Ashley Gray TV, if you want to know more about me. I think they about to fire. Join us next week. See you later, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined!
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.